Hey, buddy. What are you doing sitting in here all by yourself? Didn't you want to come say hi to your two favorite cousins?
Yeah, dude. Your parents made a crazy amount of food. It looks so good.
Do you want us to get you a plate? Of course, we'd be happy to. We'll be right back.
Dude, you're going to love this. They even had those little wieners. Good shit.
Here, open up. Well, I just thought it might be nice for you to get a little pampered. You seem so anxious and stressed from school. Why don't you let us feed you?
Yeah, come on, cuz. Just relax. You deserve to feel a little special.
Well, we are older than you. So we do actually know best. Having two loving family members take care of you is definitely a great way to wind down a little.
Yeah! So you should take us up on that offer.
Sweetie, I know it's hard, but like I said, we know better.
There you go. Now, you don't have a choice.
Oh, come on, little one, it's okay. Just because you're a grown man doesn't mean you can't be taken care of. You don't need to resist.
Dude, do you know how many guys would love this shit? Come on! Open up!
So stubborn, as always. Guess I'll have to hold your nose like when we were kids. Aww.
Yep. That'll do it. He is panicking too, so...
Won't be long now.
We're waiting.
There you go. Good boy. It. Come on.
Good job, dummy. All we wanted to do was feed you.
You spilled everything!
And spit it out! Jesus, what an ass!
That's putting it lightly. You got my clothes dirty, wasted food, didn't your mother teach you better? Ah! Jesus!
I know ours did.
Apologize. Now!
Yeah, you little shit. We were just trying to pamper you. Make you feel welcome, like part of the family. And this is the thanks you give us?
It's really so hurtful. All we wanted to do was make you feel good. Well, I appreciate your apology, but words mean very little here. We're gonna need you to actually prove you're sorry. Okay?
Yeah. Sorry means nothing if there's no action behind it. That's what makes the difference between a boy and a man.
Exactly. So what are you going to do to make it up to us? Really? You can't think of a single thing?
You're a real piece of work. You basically fucking spit on us and you wasted so much food. Stuff that our family worked hours on. You know, there are kids in America who can't even afford to eat, let alone enjoy a home-cooked meal from their families.
Well, I think I have an idea.
Yeah?
Yeah, I think he needs to feel as disgusting and humiliated as we did. Janie, hold him down, please.
No problem.
See? Doesn't feel too good, does it? Must feel pretty awful to be spat on, huh? Makes you feel less than nothing.
Hey, looks like he got a bit messy when he was being a brat spitting mm-hmm. up his food. I think he mm-hmm. might need to change out of these clothes.
You're so right. Let's be the bigger people here and help make sure this mess doesn't get worse.
Good idea. After all, what else is family for?
Stop being so immature. Remember, we grew up together. We've seen you naked before. It's all the same to us.
Yeah, don't worry about it. I've seen a barrel of pickles in my day.
You're so dumb. All right, let's finish with the jeans and boxers.
Whoa. Looks like we got a second serving of winner, huh?
You seriously can't help yourself, can you? But yeah, that's a throbbing cock, all right? Looks like the little pervert likes his cousin seeing him naked. Am I wrong? Oh, really? Oh, well. I think we can all see that you're clearly lying.
Wow, dude. He's leaking like a fucking faucet.
That sure is a lot of pre-cum for someone who says he wants nothing but to put his clothes back on. Bold claim. Let's test it then. If you really want me to stop, fight me off. You're a big, strong man, aren't you? Going to college all by yourself, having a part-time job. Come on then, try it. Make my hand stop. Grab my wrist and pull it off your throbbing, leaky cock. Pathetic. Try again.
Come on, that was nothing. You're not gonna hurt her. Grab her wrist and force it off your cock if you hate it so much.
Are you even putting in any effort? Your cousin is sitting here, jerking you off, and you're barely even trying to get me to stop. Where's the protest? Where's the anger? Come on, be a man. Mm-mm. Nope. That's not enough. Oh, is someone close to coming? I think it will be just easier to admit that you like this. You like seeing me jerk you off in front of your cousin. In front of my sister. Mm-hmm. You're a disgusting pervert who's about to come from his cousin, dirty talking and degrading him. You love this incest shit. Admit it. Come on.
Oh, shit.
No? Okay, well, then I guess I'll just stop.
God, you're so mean, dude.
No. I think I was mistaken. I thought you were about to come. But God, I must have totally misread that. Huh, Janie? What do you think? Mm-hmm.
You're so fucked up.
Not at all. Unless he, well, begged for it, then I'd know he wants it.
Nah, he's not gonna beg. He's too proud for that. We should just go. It's too bad. I kinda wanted to fuck him.
Me too. I haven't had my pussy filled in ages, and I'm not gonna lie, his cock is fucking nice.
True, but oh well. I guess this is good night.
Hmm? What was that? I didn't quite hear you.
Yeah, dude. Speak up a little.
Oh, fucking degenerate.
Damn.
Come on, you disgusting pervert, come for us. Come. That's what you want, right? That's what you just fucking begged for. Do it. Make a big fucking mess.
Hold on. I wanna eat it.
You hear that? One of your cousins is gonna jerk you off and then shove your cock into your other's cousin's mouth, then swallow all of your cum. Doesn't that drive you?
Shit! I think he's coming!
Shit, hurry! Good boy, just empty it all out into Jenny's throat. We don't need to make another mess now, do we? That would be a much more difficult stain to get out.
Oh, damn! That was a fat load. I had to swallow twice.
Looks like we were right. He really did need to relax. Hmm?
Dude, we're far from done.
Yeah, I don't know about Janie, but I'm horny as fuck now. I want to come too.
I haven't come in a few days. Ran out of batteries and the charger for my vibrator broke.
Shit, that's no good.
Oh, I need it bad. Luckily, we don't need batteries for him though.
Well, if your cock isn't working right now, we'll just have to make it work again, huh?
Let's go. Lay down, you perv.
Thank God for skirt. Ah.
Amen.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I don't trust you to eat my pussy because you're clearly a virgin, but here's what you're gonna do. You're gonna stick your tongue in and out of my asshole, okay? Get nice and deep in there. And I'm gonna rub my clit until I come.
Oh. You're such a little anal freak, I swear.
Look, I like what I like. And he's gonna like it too. What guy doesn't like a girl who likes her ass played with?
More for you then. Anyway, while you're tongue punching her shithole.
Hey! Dude! You're so gross! Don't call it that!
That's what it is, Janie. Honestly, I don't know why you like it, but okay.
Coming from someone who just jerked off her cousin.
Okay, fair, fine. I guess it's not that weird. Oh my god.
Thank you.
Anyway, while you're eating her ass, I'll be playing with your limp cock. It will be kind of like a game, and we'll see how long it takes you to get hard again. Are you ready?
Okay, bud. Start eating. Yeah, just like that. Stick your tongue deeper. Yeah. Move it a bit. Fuck. Oh, it feels so fucking good.
Damn, you're already starting to sport a little chubby here. You like sticking your tongue in her neck too, asshole?
It's clean, your fucking brace.
Whatever, he got harder. I think he likes hearing dirty talk, don't you? Mm-hmm. Yeah. You like hearing your cousin moan as you eat her ass. You like hearing me describe exactly what's happening to all while I suck your cock. I bet you watch so much in this porn home. You're probably a little freak for it.
Fuck. Admit it. Admit it while your face is in my ass.
Yeah. Do it. Tell us.
Fuck. Like you're talking into it like that. Vibrates on my ass and pussy.
He likes it too. He's throbbing again.
I think I'm getting close, Amy.
Good, hurry up and come. I wanna ride his dick and I don't wanna be face to face with you.
Yeah. Oh, fuck. That will be weird.
Come on, sweetie. Eat her ass like you mean it. She's close. Don't be selfish. She swallowed all of your cum. Make her feel good in return.
Yes. Deeper. Just like that. Please. Yes. I like it. Oh, my God. I'm coming. Oh, no. Oh, no. Yep. Definitely fucking coming. Oh. I think I squirted a little.
Yeah, or peed.
It's not peace.
Whatever, girl.
Oh, I can stand you.
All right, hop off. I'm about to ride the fuck out of this thing.
All right. I'll just lay next to our special guy. Aw, dude, are you crying?
Oh, well, let's get you inside now. Give that cock of yours a nice little hug with my pussy.
A hug?
Shut up. Fuck. Oh, God. You have a good fucking cock. Good cock.
How does it feel, huh? Does Amy's pussy feel nice? It was so easy to slide in, huh? I bet you thought a super tight pussy was better. But no, cuz. You want an eager cunt. A cunt that's nice and wet and ready to just swallow your dick. You know, we didn't have enough time, but next time, I think I want you to fuck my ass. Feeling your tongue go so deep and now watching your cock slam into Amy. I think I need that. You're okay with that, right? You love anal, don't you? Hey, listen, you can tell me. We're family. Do you watch a lot of anal porn? Aww. I knew it. I could tell. Especially how eager that tongue of yours was when I was coming. I felt you go so deep. And that's nothing either of us could have forced you to do. You're just like me. I like that. We're gonna have so much fun together. Aren't you glad we came over today? Oh, why? Well, it's kind of hard to explain. There was just a sparkle in Amy's eyes whenever she talked to you. Like a hidden desire. And I guess I had that same look too. And so, well, we talked about it. And we both saw how shy and embarrassed you got around us. Not around any other family members. Not around any other cousins. Just us two. You put up a bit of a fight, sure. But don't lie. You want this. And now you're getting closer and closer to coming. For the second time. The fact you're moaning and whimpering as she rides you just makes it even more obvious. Look at those hips slowly bucking. You're a freak, just like we are. You love that shit. Admit it. Admit it to me. Admit it to us. Aww. Look how drunk she's getting on your cock. I don't think she's ever felt that good. We're not virgins, obviously, but based on her stories, I didn't even think she liked sex. But now, fuck. I don't think she's gonna be able to leave you alone. I've never seen her let go. For someone who's so weird about ass play, she's always so fucking anal, so controlling. But you loosened her up, that's for sure. Oh fuck, I think she's gonna come.
Oh fuck.
Don't you say a fucking word, or I'll break your dick in half.
Yeah, we'll be right there, just finishing up eating. Yeah, definitely don't want to miss Uncle Bill's pumpkin pie.
Oh my fucking god, I've never come so hard. Fuck.
Alright, dude, hurry up and put your clothes back on, now. You wouldn't want to keep the fun waiting.
Definitely not. Fuck. Should have worn a condom. Probably.
You're on birth control.
Are there, like, any tissues?
No time. Just throw your skirt back on. It'll absorb into your sweats just fine. Okay. All good.
All right. Go, 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 go. And remember, not a fucking word.
Yo! Uncle Bill, what's up? Great to see you! How's Auntie? Nice, nice. Well, we're just dying to grab some of your world's famous pumpkin pie. Here, I'll grab a slice for my little cousin over here. Hey, Amy, grab us all a seat at the table, yeah? Alright, three slices of pie.
Oh, cousin. You're not hungry. Come on, eat. You'll see.
Yeah, you wouldn't want to miss out. It's so good.
Here, just have one bite for us. Open now. There he is.
So good, right?
Yeah, you're right, Aunt Willow. He sure is lucky to have such loving cousins, huh? Hi there. This is Venus and Siren V. Thank you so much for listening to this crit feel. This aftercare is included to remind you that there is absolutely nothing wrong with enjoying a fantasy situation like this.
Consent is important in every sexual dynamic. And that's what makes these stories and fantasies so fun. As the actors, we are consenting to making this content. And as the listener, you are consenting as soon as you press play.
Kinks are complicated, and at the end of the day, we'll never figure out exactly why we like something. But all that matters is if it makes us feel good, and as long as it doesn't hurt anyone, it should be celebrated.
Thank you again so much for trusting us and the writer with helping you fulfill these fantasies. Be sure to take care of yourself. Grab some water, maybe a cozy blanket, or a snack, and let yourself relax a bit if you need it.
Otherwise, thank you so much for listening, and we hope you have a lovely rest of your day. Bye!